This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Saturday before Christmas, known as Super Saturday, is one of the biggest shopping days of the year. But the huge snowstorm that walloped much of the East Coast this weekend made a mess of things for retailers and shoppers alike. Here's NPR's Allison Keyes.
The fashion center at Pentagon City is usually packed to the rafters at this time of year. Yesterday? But the wicked weather meant a clear field for shoppers like Pamela Savoy.
The stores weren't very crowded and Metro wasn't crowded at all.
Wearing bright red rubber boots against the snow, with her smiling husband in tow, Savoy was on the hunt for bargains.
That's why we're here. Seems like the merchants are trying to sell. So, as usual, putting off shopping till the last minute has actually worked out, even though you are in a rush.
We're from Ohio, and so this is regular weather for us. It's great.
Despite the blowing snow and stranded cars outside, folk like Noreen Palmer and her friends from Columbus, Ohio, found the weather exhilarating and just perfect for shopping.
I got a red Baron hat for my son, so he's going to love that.
But right in the middle of the holiday cheer came the grinchy news that the snow was all too much for the area's public transportation.
The Metro will be closing today at 1 o'clock.
Reagan National Airport shut down completely yesterday in Washington, D.C., while hundreds of flights were canceled or delayed in many places, including Philadelphia and New York. Virginia State Police reported hundreds of crashes and disabled vehicles since Friday, and Amtrak trains in the Northeast were delayed by the weather as well. Even the Smithsonian Museums are closed. Back at the Virginia Mall, stores like cosmetics retailer Sephora took the hint, since many of its employees took buses or trains to get to work.
We're closed. Sorry.
That was a little sad for Randy Mack of Virginia, who was looking for a particular shade of fancy lipstick.
It's been nice because there's nobody here, but apparently half the stores aren't open anyway, and they're all going to be closing now because of the Metro, so it's a little frustrating.
The mall shut down for the day at 4 p.m., not good news for nervous retailers, but Pam Brown of Virginia Beach put the whole day in perspective.
I mean, it's Christmas, and what do you expect on Christmas time? No. A white Christmas.
Plus, not everyone was stranded by public transportation. Noreen Palmer and the Ohio group knew just what to do.
We hired a limo, and we gave him a nice tip, so he's coming back to get us.
Sadly, they did not offer NPR a ride. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.